Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman and the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. And joining us online from Orange City Council, Councillor Jo McCrae, good morning to you.
Good morning, Neil.
Now, the Orange Regional Gallery are looking for local artists.
Look, it's that time of the year where the call goes out for the annual exhibition of Here Now. Now, it's a wonderful opportunity for all local artists to submit their work. It is a little bit different this year with the submissions being digital. So you've got to send in through the digital channels your idea, your artwork. And look, it really is, whether you're an amateur, whether it's your first time doing some artwork, put your submission in. It closes on the 3rd of January, so don't put it off. We know that the next month is going to fly by.
Yeah.
But it's really about utilising Orange Regional Gallery to show off the local talents of our local artists.
Okay, all right, that's easy. So once again, get in touch with the gallery if you would like to find out more about that. Now also, Council Vandalism Reporting Reward Scheme. Tell us about this.
Look, this is something that not many people know about, but it is something that is funded. So there's a bucket of $20,000 each year that can go towards $2,000 per submission, per reporting, if your information leads to a conviction. So we often see these things on council property. Look, we often see it on private property as well, but whether it's graffiti, sometimes it's malicious damage. They're the things like, you know, lights being smashed, or perhaps it's the missing street signs. But the impact that this has on, you know, safety in the community, it's really important that we do report vandalism, and we'd encourage members of the community to do so. And sometimes knowing that there's a reward might mean that you're a little bit more motivated to do so. It's really simple to report. Get in touch with council, and you can do so directly through the council website. So I would encourage people to keep that in mind, particularly for council property. Report any of that malicious damage, graffiti, vandalism that you see around the place.
Yep, okay. All right, now, council meeting coming up Tuesday.
Yeah, it's council meeting night again. There's only two remaining for this year, Neil. It's got all the committees on it. It's sure to be an interesting meeting. A couple of items I'm very interested in is the DA for East Orange Motel at 61 units. It's a quiet little street there, Ensley Avenue, since the DPI's moved out. It backs onto the railway line, this particular site. So it'll be interesting to see whether it goes through. But we also have the Heritage Study Review coming back to council. So, look, those two things will be ones that will be particularly of interest to our community.
And today you're heading off to Blaney. What's happening?
Look, it's great to see the mining and energy-related councils meeting being hosted by Blaney Council. I'll be heading off with other representative from Orange City Council as a delegate. And, look, I must say, last time I attended one of these in person was 9 months ago. It was right at the start of COVID, and it was hosted in the middle of Sydney. So this is a group of 22 councils from across New South Wales. We do discuss major issues related to large projects that are being developed across New South Wales, but it's more about how we can better represent our communities when it comes to these types of mining and energy developments. Very different to the Minerals Council, but it's certainly going to be interesting to see what's discussed in terms of recent state government funding initiatives for mining impacted councils. So I'm really looking forward to that for later today.
All right, fantastic. I'm with Councillor Jo McCrae from Orange City Council. As always, thank you for the update. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Neil.